Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Scott Arno is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Scott is Vice President of Soho Solutions Incorporated. He's an IT consultant and a security expert, online security expert. He is a member of our Brain Trust, one of the newer members of our Brain Trust, and he's here to talk to us about what's going on with our internet and mobile security. Scott Arno, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much for having me back, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Okay, when you were here the last time, I don't think we knew most of the stuff we know right now. You and I were just, you know, fat, dumb, and happy talking about, you know, just do these things to be secure, do these things to be safe, you know, keep the bad guys out of your pocket, blah, blah, blah. Well, at that time, we didn't realize that there were other people listening in to the degree that they're listening in, did we?
No, a lot of the products we think of as safe and secure have apparently been compromised.
Give us an example. What would be some of those products?
Well, I don't want to play the point of, go pointing fingers, but generally speaking, if you're looking at an encryption or a safety device from an industry-leading company, mm-hmm. perhaps one that tells you
like email encryption. We've had those guys on the show talking about how to if you've got a really important proposal or some kind of corporate document or something, you can buy the encryption capability, and it'll go from point A to point B allegedly safe, right?
Well, encryption itself is not something that doesn't work anymore. The problem you would be looking at is which ones have been compromised by the NSA or one of its overseas partners.
Right.
In many cases, they're going to target the biggest services. So, for example, I can't say for sure that Microsoft's BitLocker service has been compromised. Mm-hmm. Given how often it's used and the sheer size of the company, I would be surprised if the NSA didn't make quite an effort to find a way to break into that. Apple's file vault.
Let's stop for a minute, folks, just in case you aren't up to speed with us. Let me make sure that we bring everybody up, Scott. So, mm-hmm. So, folks, the NSA, National Security Administration, I guess is the last name, the NSA, we now know, because of the leaking by Edward Snowden, the traitor who left the country with a bunch of our goods, and he's been releasing that information about what the government knows about you and us, about you and me. The NSA, every week or two or every month or so for the last 6 months, Scott, there's been another leak and a more damning an increasingly damning revelations about what the NSA knows about what we do in the digital world. And so now we've also found out, just to make one last point, we've also found out that they've had partners in the form of the big companies, Google, Microsoft, Verizon, Yahoo, you name it, Apple. They've had partners with these companies who have allowed them to have access to our stuff. Now you go ahead, Scott.
Well, one thing you run into in terms of the partners, this is sort of a double-sided problem. A lot of the companies will publicly deny it, and anyone who is an overseas customer of a client like this is going to start saying, wow, do I want to deal with an American company that's storing my data?
Exactly.
I don't think it can be secure, and I've already seen editorials from this in overseas newspapers and certainly technical journals.
So this could impact commerce, trade.
Oh, absolutely. I think it already is, actually.
I have not heard of anybody complaining about that, but I sure believe you. I'm sure that it has. I can see. I mean, that would be an automatic. That would be a real easy implication to see happening. Okay, so now go back. Let's go back to the tools that we've been using, thinking things were encrypted, or the regular security. How many years I remember, Scott, when we first had cell phones, they were all analog, and then we went to digital. And remember when you change back and forth, some carriers, you'd be on analog 1 minute, the next minute you'd be on digital, and it flipped back and forth. Those were the old days, wasn't it? And then there was the thing you were always told, well, as long as you're digital, the FBI can't listen in, that kind of thing. I remember that.
Boy, that's sure a comforting thought, isn't it?
Yeah, but it was, and it may have been true back then, but today it's not true.
Well, one of the earlier revelations from Mr. Snowden was that there are a number of different ways that telecommunications are being effectively tapped, including literally putting taps on the fiber optic cables running under the ocean.
Yeah.
I mean, wow. It's getting to the point you hear this and start thinking, wow, when did I wake up in this science fiction movie?
Right. When did I wake up in 1984, right?
You know, it's funny. I don't want to say for a moment that this has turned into some dystopian surveillance state.
Right.
But at the end of the day, are a lot of the tools for that already in place? Yeah, they are.
Well, the thing is, you know, Scott, I've had a number of people on the show who know, who don't work for the NSA, but they know a bunch of NSA folks. And whenever I've said, whenever I've acted like I was, you know, a little indignant about all this, they've reacted to me. And these are friends of mine. They've reacted to me a little bit angry at me because they thought that I was disrespecting the individuals at the NSA that they know. I'm not so much concerned about the guys at the NSA as I am the politicians they work for. Any particular politician, doesn't matter what party, part of the government. I don't want the government in the United States of America. The government doesn't have the right to have that kind of access, as far as I'm concerned. What do you think?
Oh, I certainly won't disagree with you. I mean, from what I understand, I know people who know General Alexander, who is the head of the NSA, and no one has a bad thing to say about the man.
Right.
I think he's a genuine patriot. He's trying to protect the country. His view here is very simple. The intelligence wasn't in place when the attacks happened in 2001, and he never wants to see that again. When we're looking at something like the laws and just general expectation of privacy, that's getting in the way of having access to this information, which can be seen as protecting the country.
That's right.
Of course, for the rest of us, we're thinking, wow, you can listen to what?
Well, exactly. Well, the thing is, this is the debate, Scott, that we have to have. We'll talk about this in the next segment. This is the debate that we all have to have as we have all this cool technology. How much of our liberties are we willing to give up for our security? It's the big American national debate, as far as
sure
I'm concerned. 20 after, right back with Scott Arno. He's with Soho Solutions. He and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.